Ministry of Education, Culture, Sport, and Youth. Secondary Education. Class C, Lyceum. End of term examinations. Sample paper, Part 1. Listening. You will hear three short recordings. Answer each question on the line provided. Write no more than three words or a number for each question. You will hear each recording twice. Now, look at the questions.
Recording 1.
Here's a map of the island. We are meeting Matteo at 12 here, at the southernmost point.
Easy. Let's cycle due south then. We're already late. It's 10 minutes to 12.
But the road follows the coast around the island. It doesn't lead straight across it.
Cycle paths are shown too. Let's try and follow the cycle paths instead of the road to save us time.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Here's a map of the island. We are meeting Matteo at 12 here, at the southernmost point.
Easy. Let's cycle due south then. We're already late. It's 10 minutes to 12.
But the road follows the coast around the island. It doesn't lead straight across it.
Cycle paths are shown too. Let's try and follow the cycle paths instead of the road to save us time.
Recording 2.
Mrs. Smith, I need to choose, read and review a book for my English homework. Can you help me, please?
Certainly, Mark. Tell me what type of books you like. Adventures? Biographies? Mysteries?
No, none of those, really. I'm only interested in racing cars.
We have lots of books about racing cars. They are on the second shelf of the third bookcase. Help yourself, Mark.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Mrs. Smith, I need to choose, read and review a book for my English homework. Can you help me, please?
Certainly, Mark. Tell me what type of books you like. Adventures? Biographies? Mysteries?
No. None of those, really. I'm only interested in racing cars.
We have lots of books about racing cars. They are on the second shelf of the third bookcase. Help yourself, Mark.
Recording 3.
So, we'll be away for 10 nights and we'll play 6 concerts, as well as having full-day rehearsals, so it will be quite tiring for all of you on tour. The coach leaves from the college car park at 6 a.m, but don't forget, you need to be here 30 minutes before that in order to load your instruments safely into the separate trailer.
Now you will hear the recording again.
So, we'll be away for 10 nights and we'll play 6 concerts, as well as having full-day rehearsals, so it will be quite tiring for all of you on tour. The coach leaves from the college car park at 6 a.m, but don't forget, you need to be here 30 minutes before that in order to load your instruments safely into the separate trailer.
That is the end of task 1. In a moment you will hear task 2. You will hear 5 people talking about saving money. For each of speakers 1 to 5, choose from the list, A to F, which opinion each speaker expresses. Write the letter in the box. Use each letter once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You have 1 minute to look at the questions.
Speaker 1.
I have to say, if there's one thing I'd like to be better at, it's saving money. Right now, I'm not very good at it. If I have it, I lose it, or I spend it on something that I probably don't need. But it's too bad, because I really need to learn how to save money better. But I figure that'll come in the future. So.
Speaker 2.
Okay, am I good at saving money? Well, most of my life, my family has always been a bit envious of my ability to save. Even when I didn't have a job, I would always have money just backed up somewhere. And people would often have to try and get money from me on loan. It's a little difficult now that I have to actually pay rent and things like that, but I'm still pretty good at it.
Speaker 3.
I am terrible at saving money. Absolutely terrible. And it's something that I think about a lot because I know I have to get better at it, but after payday, that money just burns a hole in my pocket. I go out and I'll spend $100 in one night just because I've got the money in my pocket. And then usually before payday, I don't have any money and I'm borrowing money from my friends. So it's actually my worst habit is saving money.
Speaker 4.
Good at saving money? Well, I think I am quite good at saving money, except sometimes I am a little bit naughty and I tend to spend. I usually have one day a month in which I go and spend. Except for that, I'm generally quite good. I don't spend too much money. I try to save all of the money that I can, so that I can buy something nice at the end.
Speaker 5.
God, no. I'm not good at saving money. I think I usually spend money faster than I can make it. I don't save. I just take money out of my account. I don't pay attention. I don't organize. I don't budget. I buy a lot of things that don't have any resale value, like services and beer, things like that, food, restaurants. I can't save money. I spend money.
Now you will hear the five speakers again.
Speaker 1.
I have to say, if there's one thing I'd like to be better at, it's saving money. Right now, I'm not very good at it. If I have it, I lose it, or I spend it on something that I probably don't need. But it's too bad, because I really need to learn how to save money better. But I figure that'll come in the future. So.
Speaker 2.
Okay, am I good at saving money? Well, most of my life, my family has always been a bit envious of my ability to save. Even when I didn't have a job, I would always have money just backed up somewhere. And people would often have to try and get money from me on loan. It's a little difficult now that I have to actually pay rent and things like that, but I'm still pretty good at it.
Speaker 3.
I am terrible at saving money. Absolutely terrible. And it's something that I think about a lot because I know I have to get better at it. But after payday, that money just burns a hole in my pocket. I go out and I'll spend $100 in one night just because I've got the money in my pocket. And then usually before payday, I don't have any money and I'm borrowing money from my friends. So it's actually my worst habit is saving money.
Speaker 4.
Good at saving money? Well, I think I am quite good at saving money, except sometimes I am a little bit naughty and I tend to spend. I usually have one day a month in which I go and spend. Except for that, I'm generally quite good. I don't spend too much money. I try to save all of the money that I can, so that I can buy something nice at the end.
Speaker 5.
God, no, I'm not good at saving money. I think I usually spend money faster than I can make it. I don't save. I just take money out of my account. I don't pay attention. I don't organize. I don't budget. I buy a lot of things that don't have any resale value, like services and beer, things like that, food, restaurants. I can't save money. I spend money.
Listen to an interview with a former car salesman who has recently become a famous singer, and complete the notes below. Write one or two words or a number in each gap. You will hear the recording twice. Now you have 1 minute to look at the questions.
Good evening, and welcome to Arts Hour. In the studio with me today is Luigi Rigoletti, the new voice who has reached the top of the international classical music charts with his own version of the famous piece, Nessun Dorma. Luigi, before we review some of your music, could you tell us what is so unusual about your singing career?
Certainly. I'm 39 years old, and until last year, I was a travelling salesman. In fact, that was my job for 15 years.
So, how have you suddenly become a singer, a household name?
Well, I knew I had a good voice. When I was a child, people always commented how well I was able to sing. My relatives always said, "You should do something with your lovely voice." I loved singing and enjoyed opera, as my parents always listened to it at home. So it was always on in the background when I was growing up.
Did you know you were going to be a singer?
Oh, no. I just thought I had been blessed with a good voice, and the opportunity did not arise for me to have any voice training as a young person.
So, why did you change from salesman to singer?
I was bored with my job and needed a challenge. By complete chance, I found a singing tutor.
Did your teacher give you self-confidence?
Absolutely. She was amazed when I first sang, and praised my tenor voice, and told me to use it. I still can't believe it, really.
How did you become famous, then?
Well, I simply entered amateur singing competitions, and won everything. Then, in the year 2000, I entered a Millennium Festival event, and won my class. That was the biggest international contest of the year. I knew then that I could sing professionally.
So, did you sing and sell at the same time?
Actually, I lost my salesman's job last year. Yes, I had been doing both jobs at once. Selling during the day and singing engagements in the evening and at weekends. When I was made redundant, I was given some compensation money, and that has helped me to become a full-time singer. I am, of course, selling my singing talent now, so it is the same skill as being a salesman. Also, I travel even more extensively now than I ever did when I was a salesman.
So, how did you begin as a full-time singer?
I sang at minor football matches and gradually progressed to national and international matches.
What sort of music do you prefer to sing?
A mixture. Easy listening, really. I try to make classics more accessible for the average person, like myself.
Have you got lots of future bookings?
Yes, for the whole of the next football season. And I am going to record a CD with our national orchestra too. I'm also booked for some big concerts in Johannesburg, London, New Delhi, and Tokyo.
And how about your family? What do they think about your sudden rise to fame?
They are really proud of me, and I couldn't do it without their support and understanding. It's a dream come true.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Good evening, and welcome to Arts Hour. In the studio with me today is Luigi Rigoletti, the new voice who has reached the top of the international classical music charts with his own version of the famous piece, Nessun Dorma. Luigi, before we review some of your music, could you tell us what is so unusual about your singing career?
Certainly. I'm 39 years old, and until last year, I was a travelling salesman. In fact, that was my job for 15 years.
So, how have you suddenly become a singer, a household name?
Well, I knew I had a good voice. When I was a child, people always commented how well I was able to sing. My relatives always said, "You should do something with your lovely voice." I loved singing and enjoyed opera, as my parents always listened to it at home. So it was always on in the background when I was growing up.
Did you know you were going to be a singer?
Oh, no. I just thought I had been blessed with a good voice, and the opportunity did not arise for me to have any voice training as a young person.
So, Why did you change from salesman to singer?
I was bored with my job and needed a challenge. By complete chance, I found a singing tutor.
Did your teacher give you self-confidence?
Absolutely. She was amazed when I first sang and praised my tenor voice and told me to use it. I still can't believe it, really.
How did you become famous, then?
Well, I simply entered amateur singing competitions and won everything. Then, in the year 2000, I entered a Millennium Festival event and won my class. That was the biggest international contest of the year. I knew then that I could sing professionally.
So, did you sing and sell at the same time?
Actually, I lost my salesman's job last year. Yes, I had been doing both jobs at once. Selling during the day and singing engagements in the evening and at weekends. When I was made redundant, I was given some compensation money, and that has helped me to become a full-time singer. I am, of course, selling my singing talent now, so it is the same skill as being a salesman. Also, I travel even more extensively now than I ever did when I was a salesman.
So, how did you begin as a full-time singer?
I sang at minor football matches and gradually progressed to national and international matches.
What sort of music do you prefer to sing?
A mixture. Easy listening, really. I try to make classics more accessible for the average person, like myself.
Have you got lots of future bookings?
Yes, for the whole of the next football season. And I am going to record a CD with our national orchestra, too. I'm also booked for some big concerts in Johannesburg, London, New Delhi, and Tokyo.
And how about your family? What do they think about your sudden rise to fame?
They are really proud of me, and I couldn't do it without their support and understanding. It's a dream come true.
That is the end of task 3 and of the listening part of the exam.